dinner hall of life.
We come around, everything shut down like.
Get over hell, bitch.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist ho living in New York City, and for the past several weeks, various fantastic co-hosts. I am both sad and excited to say that the search for a new co-ho has ended. This season, we've had so many dope-ass people with a variety of perspectives, and I loved it all, and many of you did as well, so thank you so much for expressing your opinions on the co-hos, showing your love, voicing your critique, and voting in the poll. So are you ready for me to announce the new co-ho? Can I get a drum roll? Sorry guys, can you give me a drum roll? Thank you. The new winner has not been decided yet. I am taking the week off to breathe and to select the actual co-ho. So in the meantime, I'm leaving you guys with a highlight episode of some of the best moments from each of our co-hos from season two. So here we go. Long story short, it was a situation where we were all friends, and it was like six of us who were like really close friends. Mm-hmm. And I was dating my high school boyfriend, and then my soon-to-be boyfriend was dating one of my friends. And like, she would be, guys, this is it. This is when you find out I'm an asshole. So she would like talk to me about like, you know, oh my God, things are not working right in our relationship, da da da. And like, me and him were friends. It was nothing, anything like that. But then. Yeah. Like, you know, he pursued me. It was weird. Oh. And it was like, he pursued me and I was in a relationship. And I'm like, the one thing I don't do, and this is gonna sound terrible, but me personally, I don't cheat. Like, I just like, if I'm with somebody and I feel to the point where I'm cheating, mm-hmm. or I feel like I'm cheating, I have to reevaluate whether or not I even want to be with that person. And most of the time I just be like, all right, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I say most of the time, like, I've been in mad relationships. But in that situation, it was like, I'm not going to cheat on him. Da, 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 da. The night that I broke up with him.
Open.
The very same
wide
night.
Wide open.
Wide open. And he was still with her.
But I commend you for that, though. You didn't cause a hurt-based situation.
I did not.
That's what you should do. Because if you are not feeling like fulfilled in your relationship, talk about it, yeah. or leave that relationship.
I left the relationship. And we broke up. And then I ended up...
Did you say the same night, the next night, or hours later?
No, I mean, like, the same night, and it was 5 p.m. when we broke up. Like, the sun went down, and it was like, oh, shit, I'm single now. But to be fair, I ended up, he was with the girl, and he cheated on her, yes. And then yeah. I felt like I told him you had to tell her. Mm-hmm. So I ended up telling my ex, terrible situation, because he knew them. It was a terrible situation, but ooh. I told him. And then my boyfriend at the time, he ends up telling her. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was a terrible, terrible situation. But we ended up together for 4 years. So it's not something where I was, like, a side hoe and then, like, nothing happened. We were together for 4 years.
Yeah.
But then shit kind of... I felt like I was in a relationship since I was, like, 12. And it was true. I was in a relationship from 12, 13 to... until I almost turned 18.
Yeah.
And then I started dating my ex from 17 to 21.
That's a solid 9 years.
It's like of
half
dating.
Your life. Yeah.
And then for him, it's fucked up because he's not a bad guy. And I won't talk bad on him, but it was one of those situations where take it back to self-love. I didn't know myself outside of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know who I was or what I was attracted to. And it was like, I felt like I looked at him and I'm like, this is the only life I get. Like, mm-hmm. this is it. So for me, it was like, do I just continue in one day? And it's fucked up because his parents had gone through a divorce, and it kind of was like, his mom was a Pisces. I'm very big on astrology. And
oh,
me,
no.
me and her are the same, though. Like, even outside of that, like, before I knew, it was just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. And his father and him, he hates it, but he's exactly like his father. And they get a divorce. She leaves him. And
yeah.
she's like, I feel like I wasted my whole life with you. And I'm just, like, watching. It felt like I was watching my future, and I was like, I don't want to hate him.
You just feel like, honestly, anyone can have me or anyone can take me from you.
I mean,
and
you
that's
are
an insecurity. I am for everybody until I feel like I meet that right somebody. But if you constantly feel that way, that's a character flaw.
So do you think that is that like why you started cheating on her?
Early stages, honestly. Like I said,
the transitioning phase. I didn't know my dick was confused. Saying.
Listen, honestly, a lot of niggas cheat for a lot of different reasons. Let me let y'all know how this goes right now.
This is getting stupid.
It's getting stupid, but listen, real quick. Honestly, even when you decide that you're officially with someone, you don't know if that's going to work out until you're. You're laughing, but this is serious. Until you are sure of it, until you're sure of your feelings or where you want to take this relationship with this said person, like girl, guy, until you know exactly how you want to move with this person, that's when it really comes official. That's when you commit, you decide to commit, or you think like, all right, this might not be for us.
And then there's the official date.
That's what I'm trying to say to everybody. So don't just because you end up making it to that girlfriend boyfriend stage, don't think that that's gonna happen and last forever. Because you still like that can happen. That can honestly happen too soon or too late, and then there's like a whole bunch of other things that tie into it.
That makes sense.
It does.
I still think that's like
cheating. I know it is. That is cheating. It's cheating, and I'm a bad person for what I did.
I don't think people who cheat are bad people. I don't think you're a bad person. I think you're a bad person for other reasons. But I, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You're actually a very good person.
So that kind of message is embedded that if you like to take penis up the ass, mm-hmm. you are somehow less masculine.
What if you give penis in the ass?
You're a slave master?
All right.
I like that logic. You're topping.
It was a direct parallel.
I'm just kidding. Disclaimer. But okay.
It became this whole thing that basically if you like anything sexual with a man, you're less masculine, mm-hmm. which then makes you feminine.
Yeah,
and
that's the worst thing.
Which is the worst thing you can be. And then what the basis of the conversation was, what my end was that men don't like women; they like pussy.
Yeah,
and
that's a fact.
Pussy just happens to be attached to some women,
mm-hmm.
and if. They because he's misogynistic as well, very misogynistic, and that was why I said that to him, because you know the first thing he'll say is all women are evil, and I'm like,
then why are you with me?
Because I have
because
a pussy.
He likes
your hello. you see where the connection goes?
Is he really with her or just beings. A vagina?
Could you imagine somebody going on a date with like a vagina?
If they could, they would.
That's
Sam,
so weird.
They would.
You would just sit on your head the whole night.
I met her kids before we were ever even involved,
mm-hmm.
and it was really stressful because I knew I was like, "You're really hot. I want to meet my face with your face." Like I knew that the whole time, and I'm like,
faces.
And I'm like looking at her two kids, like, "I'm so sorry." and it was really uncomfortable. I remember the first time we actually kissed, it was like in her apartment, and her kids were in the other room, and I'm like, "I feel so horrible. What's
but did
going
you feel
on?
Naughty horrible?
You'll get over it.
Yeah, I really did. I really did.
But yeah, I was just like remember thinking like first of all, I'm in no position to tell anyone how to raise their kids, like period, full stop. Absolutely none. But I remember thinking, like, is this okay? Like, why is she doing, like, why are we doing this? I feel so, this is unholy. and also, I already mentioned the situation with her ex-husband, because he did find out that I was there. And I remember because he came to pick up the kids,
mm-hmm.
at a time that wasn't, like, prearranged or whatever, and I was at the place, and then he came and he saw me and he knew, because okay. like look at me,
yeah,
I'm great. who is this ridiculously attractive young lady who keeps trying to touch you in my presence? Like, why? I was so dumb. I don't know why I was trying to do it. Anyway, so like he saw me and it was the most stale-faced, uncomfortable, like handshaking of my entire life, because he's looking at me like this harlot is around my children. Like I'm seeing, in retrospect.
Why do you think he was looking at you like that? Because you were dating his ex-wife?
I think it was a lot of things. It was like I'm younger, I'm in front of his kids, I'm also a woman, so he like it's like that weird situation where
everything,
all of that. And like I also think he was still in love with his ex-wife, so like all of those things. And I'm sitting there like,
yeah, I'm fucking your ex-wife, bro. What are you gonna do about it? Has there ever been an instance where you feel like they are starting to expect stuff from you and you have to be like, no, I don't want to sleep with you, but thanks for being nice.
Sometimes. Sometimes it'll feel that way, like when they're really, they get real persistent, like, oh, are we going to hang out mm-hmm. soon? Like, oh, let me take you out this weekend. Or sometimes they get like a little jealous if they see me talking to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big thing sometimes.
Sugar daddies be possessive, apparently.
Like, if I'll have, I have to talk to everybody that comes into the building because it's part of my job.
Yeah.
It is part of my job to talk to all the guys. Uh-huh. But I feel like sometimes people have guys have said to me, like, oh, why were you sitting so close to him? Or why was he in your space? Or why was he, like touching your shoulder or whatever? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he's leaning on my chair. Maybe he wasn't even touching me. Like, I don't even.
At that point, do you cease the friendship? And do they stop giving you stuff?
Some of them I've had to, like, push away because they take things a little too seriously. Or they were hoping that it would get too serious, I guess.
Hmm.
They didn't really.
And then they stop giving you stuff.
Some of them have stopped, some of them have not.
What is it about you?
Talking about she friendly.
I am friendly.
That's crazy.
You know what else? A lot of them have like wives or girlfriends.
Well, that seems to be another sugar daddy trend, huh?
That's why I keep like pushing them away from having anything serious, but they keep
making progressions. They're kind of living out a fantasy, huh?
Yeah, they're trying young it.
Girl who shows mm-hmm. me attention.
They're mm-hmm. trying it.
How many people do you think have jerked off to you?
Ew.
That's something I think about a lot.
I don't know. Maybe, like, for sure, like, 5.
How do you, wait, why is that for sure? Now I'm confused. Do you know or do you not know?
To me.
Wow. That's one of the sweetest things to me.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Have either of you...
I know it's to write on your Valentine's Day card next year.
So they're dead ass not fucking with him because he likes magic tricks?
I know how it sounds.
It's funny to simplify it to that. It's like, wow, the superstition like runs deep.
Yo. Anyways, yeah, so that's my issue right now.
And that's been happening since Thanksgiving, so since a couple months now. And you really don't think there's any resolve other than...
There's been no resolve. None. Like, they won't come up here knowing that we're more than likely living together.
Mm-hmm.
So we are gonna move in together, and it's like,
oh, congrats,
thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like they don't wanna have to deal with him.
Have you considered teaching them
magic tricks? Sound engineer is judging you.
Not teaching the magic tricks, but just being like, hey guys,
listen,
I know Obia runs deep, but so this is actually nothing.
So very specifically what happened is he was watching David Blaine on Netflix. Damn it, David Blaine.
It's like, why was he even watching that? I actually hate David Blaine, not because he's a magician, I just think he's a tool. I think he's a douchebag.
I don't even think that's magic, it's just kind of weird body stuff.
Yeah, he does stunts.
Yeah, stunts, exactly. And then we had gone to that. We had gone to a magic show with Penn and Teller.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had 3 cards in his back pocket from Penn and Teller. And then he took them out. He's like, haha, we still have these. Like, these are the same pants I'm wearing. And they're like, oh, 3 cards? Watch out for the man with the 3 cards. This is basic Jamaican. You should know this. And I'm just kind of like, Jamaican. Bruh.
Is that a folktale? Yeah, man, you gotta, with the 3 cards? Is he related to watch out. The
I think it's more of, you know, the tricksters on the street that do
oh,
it.
Oh, got you. Yeah.
So you gotta watch out for the man with the 3 cards.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just took it to the next level. Ugh. And my grandmother was even like, I don't know why.
Have they had dreams about him? You know, the Jamaican dream where it's like, don't.
No, they okay. haven't. So it's like, at least, you know, if it was
that's
a dream,
how you know it's real. The dreams haven't happened. If so, you gotta break up with him.
Exactly. You know, if there was a dream, because, you know, when bad things happen in dreams, I do tend to call people like, listen, I had this dream. Make sure you don't cross the road there
exactly.
today. Yeah. You know, so that didn't happen. Even that superstition, I'd be more willing to buy into than the nothing that they presented me with. Wow. So I'm just in a difficult situation right now with that. Because I love my parents and I miss being super close with them and talking to them and them complaining about me not calling them.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Your discovery that you were agender, like, talk a little bit about that.
So it was after I came home from my deployment. You know, it was rough. Went through like a little alcoholic stage and then I came to, but then I felt like something was just weird. When I came home is when a lot of transgender people were beginning to group. Mm-hmm. And really, like, the conversation really began.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading about it, and I'm like wondering, like, is this who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can say that I've never had that vocabulary. So if you don't have the vocabulary to describe that, how you describe it? So I was actually seeking a behavioral health specialist, you know, with my drinking, that I mentioned it to him. Like, you know, when we talk about me in the third person, you refer to me as she.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's always so weird to me because when you say that, I say who? Like,
yeah.
And he couldn't grasp the concept. He a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
couldn't grasp the concept of gender. That's how complicated it was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you can't grasp it, how the fuck am I supposed to grasp it? And at this time, I haven't been to college yet. Or mm-hmm. actually, I was just in my first year of college. Mm-hmm. I didn't even finish a whole year of college.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what the fuck?
I live con mi abuela. So sometimes she goes away to Puerto Rico. And when she goes to go away to Puerto Rico, it's like a whole whorehouse. You feel me? So like, my man's done caught bodies on my sister's bed. I hope she, fuck her.
But, no, yeah. That's fucked up. No, see? No, yeah. I'm tight. No,
he doesn't
no,
even
no,
wash
no,
his sheets.
No. As a sister, yeah, I'm personally offended.
Like, yo, boys,
do not fuck on my bed.
Your brother's man's done smashed all types of hoochies in your bed. Side note.
Why they gotta
Side note. I say that with love.
They have more allegiance to their sisters than they do to their man.
I say hoochie.
That's my bed, nigga.
I say hoochies with love.
I'm tight.
He said, fuck my sister.
Anyways.
I'm actually mad.
So, yeah. So, like, there was just, like, okay. Like, so, like, at the apex of my whole phase, I caught three bodies in rapid succession.
You mean in the yeah. same afternoon?
So, yes. So, it was, like,
it's not hard.
Smash.
It's not hard.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
as
not.
As a woman.
My nigga. I don't
see now. You can
listen,
high five.
Wait, hold on.
During the tiny horse phase that
listen,
I had, that's
listen.
Not hard.
All right, but this is the thing. Like, y'all could drink water and just stay vibrant. Like, I gotta keep this dick hard for three bodies. And you know, sometimes you don't just want to go once.
Wait, it's
sometimes
not just water. You have to be turned on.
And
you just
I'm the type
of water and get wet.
I beat my dick a lot. So I probably beat my dick before and after. And it's like, yo, by the time you get to nut two, sometimes that should be like, and then so like when you get into three, it's
come
like
on.
Oh,
nobody.
Shit.
He said, "Well, I'm trying. I'm doing my best."
It's fucking hard, son. Like this shit is crazy. And then like I realized I was like, "Yo, being a hoe ain't worth it," because it's like it's so much work. Like you can't even really enjoy pussy.
That's honestly with the expectation that men always have to come and women don't always come, or people with vaginas don't always come.
But that's kind of like the conclusion. Like that's as it's done. Like if I fuck and I don't nut, then the question is going to be always going to be, so what happened? Like, you sort of like, why didn't you nut?
It will be, but like, this is what this podcast is for. Niggas don't always have to nut. People with dicks don't always have to nut for it to be good.
See, that's not fair.
Nigga, you couldn't nut. Yeah, I'm trying to be on your side.
Oh, I definitely nut at all times.
Every single time?
Hell yeah. Oh. I don't know. There's a lot.
That's why he's dehydrated.
There's a lot in that motherfucker. That's a fact. I need water.
What's the real number and what's the number in the list?
Like I said, parentheses. The okay. story, like the story of Solomon. That was my 21st birthday,
uh-huh.
and we were stuck in the tunnel. I'm from Detroit, so coming back, I was the only one who turned 21. All of my friends are 20.
Yeah.
So, but you can go to Canada and like cross over, and so everybody can get lit, right? Because you have to be 19 to drink. But my birthday is December 30th, so it's like the holidays.
That's so cool.
Her cousins are in town for the weekend, you know, and one of them is like really cute. We're in the back seat, stuck in the tunnel. I handled it.
Wait. So the rest of the homies is in like the front.
Oh wait,
That's
and my best friend is driving clearly awake.
You're a whole porn star. You are a porn star.
No, with her cousin.
What is it called? Bang Van or something like that? No, Smash Van?
Yeah, something like
no,
that.
No, she was horrified.
I'm pretty sure.
I was just drunk. She was like, for real, bitch? Like, my cousin, like, he's in town. Like, I'm just like.
You're just going to handle my cousin in the backseat in my car.
You know, we were being quiet.
Show me a good time.
He's cute, though. He's cute, though.
No.
He also has a child. Yeah. But that's number three.
That's okay.
But he has parentheses.
I mean, how did his child
like,
get here?
That's not. Thanks. That is a body, but it, you know, parentheses.
Okay. So how much are the how much are the parentheses bodies and the non-parentheses bodies?
All right. That's a different count.
I think parentheses bodies count.
What's your total overall?
Okay. Hold on.
Was that gross? What's the gross? Give it to me.
The gross income of the dicks you've handled and or vaginas.
Yeah, gross or strap-ons. Yeah,
hold on, you gotta make me recount because I had a different number in my. I'm at 54 total.
Zam Zaddy.
That's
gangster.
And that's with that's total.
That's I'll deadass give you a high five.
That's with the asterisk, right. Like, again?
That's with the asterisk.
Give me okay. some.
No, look, you can, you can look at
me. Give me a pound.
Across the table.
Getting mad everything.
I love it.
Across the table.
I really do love it. I really do love it.
There have been many instances where, you know, a volunteer, a female volunteer, is just going in a cab going to, you know, her destination. And, you know, the taxi driver will try and do something. Yeah. So just a lot of that.
Why do you think it's in such a, or do you think it's in a higher frequency than sexual assault and, like, not knowing boundaries happens here?
I think, you know, like we mentioned before, the lack of boundaries, you know, there's no, this is my space, this is yours. I feel like misogyny is really rampant there. So that's where they feel like, oh, this woman is just a thing. I can do whatever I want with her. You know, there's no, no concern for how she feels or if she wants it or not. You know, to make it a little lighter, I was speaking to a couple of Namibian males, and they showed their fuckboyery very fast. You know, I was
bring you home.
I would I would give them, you know, their number, my number, and, you know, we talk or text, and next thing I know, they're asking me, when are we going to do the adult thing?
Wait, I'm sorry. Is that an exact quote?
Yes, exact
quote.
The adult
thing. Ooh, yeah. Yes. They, when are we going to do the adult thing?
Yep. Mind you, I've known this person only 48 hours.
Wow. Okay.
Another person was like, if I pick you up, because I was in the capital at that time. If I pick you up, he had a car, obviously. And if I pick you up, can I get a kiss?
Ew.
Yeah. No.
Pick you up from where? Like, did you need to go somewhere and he offered
you
a ride?
This was before I was coming home. Yeah. So I wanted to, you know, have lunch with him.
Oh.
He's bargaining his ride for a kiss. No.
Yeah.
I'd pay you money because you actually drove me someplace, but I don't know you like that. And, you know, the thing is, that's them, again, fetishizing Americans. Watching the movies and thinking all Americans are loose. Yes, and fast. And we want it. No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Unless I do.
So, I had been talking to a guy, and we went on, like, a date and stuff, and it was, like, going well, like, it was fun, and it was just, like, normal to talk to him, and just joke around and stuff. And then, have you guys seen the Dave Chappelle?
I saw the
Netflix
first one.
Yeah, I saw the first one, too.
Yeah, I saw the first one as well.
No one made it to the second
one. I was like,
what's going on, Dave?
I was like, no, I can't do it. Yeah. And so we were just discussing it, and I just feel like men will just, you know, show their true colors eventually. That it's just
it always happens. Yeah. You're like, oh, you're a bigot. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
And so we got on the topic of Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was, yes, here we go. And so,
I love the Cosby Show.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was kind of like, yeah, I didn't really appreciate how he was making light of the fact that this man, like, raped all these women.
Yeah.
And he pretty much, it was like, I thought he'd be like, yeah, totally makes sense.
Well, I also hate rapists.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It turned into, well, I feel like none of, like, not all of those women are telling the truth, and that some of them did interviews and
victim blaming.
Yes, he's like, some of them did interviews and wrote a book, so they were clearly just doing it for money. I was like, what? It turned, like, completely like
another
left
way,
I was just like, wait, what? How did I get this far into talking to you that I completely skipped over the fact that you are this way. And but yeah, but I was just like, so the fact that they didn't let their trauma ruin their life, that, and they spoke about it so other women can, like, come forward, that makes them liars. And then pretty much that's what he was saying. He's like, well, maybe the women that did it, like, behind closed doors and they settled, he probably raped them, but the other women, they probably did it for money.
And why is that your first point in regards to Bill Cosby raping people?
I don't know. I was just like, wow. I didn't even, like, at a certain point, you can't argue with them, like, about all these.
He will get yelled at.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I just
match yelling match.
I never, I just stopped, and Haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah, don't need
and
to.
And he knows you fucked up because he's like, hi.
No hey, response. Hey.
Is this because we disagreed on Dave Chappelle? Nothing. I'm just like,
I'm looking at courses, like main courses, like chicken and rice.
Yeah.
He was like, so what type of fried rice do you want?
Okay.
So I'm like, so I can only get rice?
Damn.
Yeah, so it's like we both was eating rice and I'm like, okay, I mean, no, I wasn't mad or anything, but I was just like,
wait,
okay.
So he like definitively told you couldn't
eat. Yeah, and then he was like, you should try this nutcracker or whatever, like they have like this drink called a nutcracker, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And it was like super strong. So then
was he just trying to get you fucked up?
Yes, but
he offered you rice. Okay,
but this is where shit goes like all the way to the left, like so he's like, oh, he asked me about some Netflix series and I'm like, oh nah, I don't have Netflix. So he's like, oh well, I think you should just come over real quick, I think you'll like it, like it's a really dope Netflix series or whatever.
This nigga did not even try. He literally did. Read the fuckboy handbook, the first literally, page. He read the blurb of it and was like, let me just try.
So then, like, you know, I'm kind of lit off the nutcracker. And I'm just like, you know, I think I should go home. He's like, no, it's okay. Like, what type of wine do you like? We get some wine. And I know myself, like, the barefoot stuff knocks me out. So I'm like, he's going to try something. He's going to fail.
Yeah.
So he lives in the Bronx. We ended up in the South Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, goes to the liquor store, buys this big-ass bottle of wine. Then we end up to this apartment. It's not even his apartment.
Yeah, I'm like, which apartment are you talking about?
Because it wasn't his. It was his grandmother's or something.
Okay.
And I know for a fact.
The smash pad.
Yes. It was pretty much the smash pad because I went to use the bathroom. And there was like nothing in the cabinet except for like this medication that was his grandmother's.
See what niggas do when grandma goes away?
Exactly.
When she goes down to the Caribbean for her little trip.
Seriously. Like,
just be fucking in grandma's bed. Oh my God.
We didn't even make it to the bed. We was on the couch. We didn't do anything, but we stayed on the couch. So, all right. So I'm ready for Netflix to pop up, right?
And this nigga did not have Netflix.
He's like, oh, you know, I don't even have cable because... because you know, like, he's like, yeah, you know, we barely home, like, so I'm like, wow,
Nikki, so you better sign up for a free trial of HBO. Seriously. Go on your phone, do not catfish me.
And
I came here to watch Game of Thrones.
I'm like, yo, so what happened to the so there's no, and I'm really like, so what's up, like you got the PlayStation controller, everything, the TV not even turning on, like I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, yo, this is different. So to set the mood, he starts playing music off his phone, like not even off the computer that's in the corner. I'm like, okay, you could barely hear the song.
Oh no!
I'm like, okay, and then like maybe like a glass or two of wine, I fall asleep, and then I wake up like, okay, it's time for me to go. Mm-hmm. Like, he really thought he was going to get some, and it just did not work out at all. And I'm like, low-key petty, because I start talking about, like, so, oh, you have children? Like, oh, how's your baby moms and stuff? Like, oh, so, where do you see us heading? Like,
yeah.
Oh, what type of girl do you think I am? Like, do you think we have a future? Like, where's the next place you're taking me? Like, you know, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
did he have any answers?
Honestly can't remember. Okay. But it was like he was beating around the bush on some, you know, I just met you, like, and I'm like, exactly, so why do you think I'm gonna we're gonna do this when you're not even giving me positive vibes, like,
just rice and some shitty ass wine. But exactly. When you were first talking to him, did he make it seem like he just wanted to hook up, or did he make it seem like
he made
wanted
it
to
seem
you?
Like he wanted to date
and that's
me.
Where the flaw,
like,
is.
Yeah, like he really was coming off on some, like, you know, maybe we could go out for dinner one time, like coming off so
rice,
genuine.
Nigga.
Yeah, like I eat more than that.
Our scene was pretty awesome. I like
which one?
The second. Oh, well, we had two really good scenes, and the second one I got triple topped, so there were three tops in the room at once.
That's
and
fun.
Me. So it was me all by myself with three tops.
Mm-hmm.
But like the first time we played, Delta had put what are they called? Clothespins.
Yeah, the
all
wooden,
over.
Wooden clothespins.
Wooden
like,
clothespins.
Gotcha, okay.
Yes. But she had put them all over my tits, and she had her flogger, and she was flogging them.
Wow.
And by the end, my nipples were bleeding.
It was great.
It
was a thing.
It was great. It was really fun. And then when we all played, they hogtied me and then left me there by myself for a while. That was really awesome.
Face down on the floor.
Yeah. It was really hot.
Where were you guys doing this? In someone's apartment?
Yeah, my house.
Yeah.
The dungeon.
Yes.
Delta's dungeon.
Delta's dungeon. Love it. Okay. I'm special because I don't have to pay for it. So. Yeah.
Friend discount.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun because the first time we played, she was like, oh, I don't really say for it. I never really asked to stop. And so we use colors. Our safe words are like green is go, you're good. Yellow is I'm getting there. I probably need to stop. And red is just stop. So like we made her yellow. What was it, twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the safe words are words that we use instead of like no and ow.
Because of course you're going to say that because you're like in pain and you don't want it, but you kind of do want it. So that's like.
Yeah. So like we have like the most common ones, I think, are green, yellow, and red. Red is like stop. And usually that means everything stops. And the scene doesn't go on. Mm-hmm. And there's also yellow, just like slow down or like check in with me. Mm-hmm. And there's green, which is all is good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when she yellowed, she's like, I'm still good. But like she kind of went into subspace, if you want to explain what that is.
So subspace is complicated. It's kind of like this floaty endorphin space that submissives will go into. And sometimes dominance will as well have a dominant space where you kind of feel like you're floating. Mm-hmm. I would say it's kind of similar to like being on drugs. Yeah.
Well, basically her, like, I guess there was so much intensity and like the pain and like just the endorphins of like trying to cope with that. Or her like pupils dilated, she got cold, so we had to like, she wanted to keep going, we had to stop because at that point it wouldn't have been safe.
Yes, it's important for like,
so we gave her water, some sugar, get her blood sugar, like there you have to care for your sub as well. So there's aftercare. We had to like, we left a huge bruise, so we had to like tend that with alcohol and spritz it and cool it down. And so I thought when I was dating men before I realized that I always knew from a young age that I was attracted to women. All my first experiences were with girls at a young age. And then when I got to high school, I discovered boys. And then they were all very effeminate and very, from behind, you would think they were girls. They all cut their hair when they broke up with me, but whatever. But yeah, so in that aspect, I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'm bi. But then I'm realizing I'm leaning more toward queer and lesbian. So while dating guys, I would always think, having intercourse that, oh, it was the Sjogren's, why I couldn't get aroused or what enough and would always have to use lube and whatever. So talk to the doctor. She's like, oh, yeah, just lose lube. It's probably the Sjogren's, whatever. But whenever I watch my brand of porn, which is all girls all the time. This is turning into
a fuck nigga story. Let me pull in. I'm all here for it.
So I'm just like, okay, I watch these beautiful women in porn, solos, all that stuff, squirters here and there, everything, immediately dripping. So all puddles everywhere. Raindrops, drop top. That everywhere. Just, I can't stand the rain, Missy Elliott. No, I cannot. And so I'm like, okay, that's not a problem now. And I realize, when having intercourse with guys and when dating guys, I would fantasize about these said females and that would help me get aroused. Or they would have to like go down first in order for me to get that semi-wet. Then I started dating my girlfriend. And that problem...
Raindrop.
Not even... Even before we even started like anything, it was just like, I'm like, what? I'm like, did I get my period? Is it not supposed to come? Guys, what's going on down there? Nope.
That just, level of wetness.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, my body just likes girls. Okay, cool.
Figured it out.
There it is. So that I don't have a medical problem down there. Sweet. I was just gay.
That's so funny. Is it dick or is it Sjogren's syndrome? It's men.
Pretty much.
I have this theory that, like, God forbid my man cheated and had a baby and like for whatever reason I did decide I was inclined to try and take him back and work things out, I would, let me, okay. So he's going to have the baby. Or the girl going to have the baby, right? She going to have the baby.
That's and what then, people who are pregnant do.
Exactly.
Have the baby.
Okay. And then my man is going to have the baby at times too because joint custody, right? when that child in my house. No, that could be abusing the baby.
What you gonna do?
When the baby,
do that, but I'm so scared.
When a baby is in my house, I am going to be like that little baby's mother. I'm not trying to take the baby's place, but I mean, I'm not going to feel like I'm out of place. Yeah, I'm not trying to take the mom's place, but I'm not going to feel like I'm out of place in my household. Like, I'm from the time the baby is an infant, I'm going to be, oh, I'm going to be taking pictures. I'm posting maybe to my social media. I'm going to take the baby with me to little like family gatherings and stuff. Everybody is basically just going to assume that this is my baby. Maybe they know the truth. Okay, I could explain, oh, yeah, this is my husband's break baby or something like that. It's real messy. But the point is, the relationship between me and the baby is going to be so strong that this other woman who happens to be his mother is not going to be like a factor in a destructive, like, you know, cause in my relationship. Like, I'm just gonna, I hate to use this word, but I'm gonna co-op that baby.
Okay, no, I don't agree with this.
I mean, I'm gonna just take this the baby and pretend the baby's mine. I'm just gonna pretend the baby's mine. I'm gonna just pretend it's mine. It's
I was fine. With but you. But isn't you pretending that the baby is yours an act of aggression against the mother?
Yes.
And that's the child's mother, so that's an act of aggression against the baby.
I was petty. So it will start out, you know, maybe subtly aggressive or what have you. But over time, I'm going to really get like a really strong relationship with the child. And that's going to become a thing of the past. And I feel like moving forward, it's only going
to
be positive.
So are you doing it to help you heal from your husband's transgressions?
I'm doing it because I'm petty Sam.
Are you
Sam.
Doing it so at high school graduation, you're like, yeah, but you know that's actually my baby. No. And I take care of that nigga way better than you is. Can.
There is a little element of that. Yep. But I think overwhelmingly, it's the fact that I want to have this strong relationship. If I'm really going to heal things with his father and fix things with the father, then I can't have the baby running around as a negative like reminder. It just needs to be a manifestation of his father who I love.
I like my own space. And if you're going to share my space with me, you need to like
be like me.
Yeah, so you need to be like clean to like whatever. I put something somewhere, it stays there. Stuff like that. So in the beginning, it was hectic because he's not clean at all, okay? And
is he like disgusting or is he like sloppy? Okay,
it's more probably like a sloppy, like I'll take my clothes off and probably hang it on the chair, but eventually I'll move from the chair. Mm-hmm. It's like he comes home, drops his pants, it goes to the floor. You know what I'm saying?
And it stays on the floor.
It stays there. He's not gonna think in his mind, oh, let me take this up. He'll step over it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that used to annoy me. And remember, I live in a studio apartment. Yeah. So if the bedroom looks dirty, the whole apartment looks dirty. Mm-hmm. If the kitchen looks dirty, the whole apartment looks dirty. Mm-hmm. So little things like that will always irk my soul. Mm-hmm. And then it will come out in my attitude. And then he will know. And it was just bad. And then you have to remember too, right? So in November, he just up and like quit his job. Right.
Yes, I was gonna say, how were you splitting expenses for the place?
I'm going there.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl. Take your time. Girl.
No forewarning. No nothing. I just got a text at my job. Oh, I quit. I said, wait.
Something.
Whoa. Yeah, that is something.
I said, what do you mean? You quit. Oh, like they just got on my nerves. Mind you, that day he was at home
taking too much pleasure.
Because I was like, niggas got it like that,
right? That's right? What I'm saying. Right?
I don't fuck with them. I quit.
Right? So I was just like, wait, what you mean? He's like, no, I really quit. And I'm like, literally, I had to call him. Like, I got up from my desk, and I went to the hallway, like outside, and I called him. I'm like, what are you talking about? I understood that he had issues with them before, but the way you did all of this was just all wrong. And I said that to him because I was really
pre-planning.
Yeah, I was really upset because I know for a fact that your savings is not lit. Like, so how are you going to do that to me?
Shade, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Is that what happens when you type in your PIN number at a Chase bank? Your saving is not lit, Samantha. It's just fucking not.
I want to preface this by talking about T.S. Madison, right, who introduced this concept of a doo-doo-pulling dick.
A doo-doo-pulling dick.
Like, a dick so big, it pulls things out of the body.
It's going into the intestines, and it's just taking out what's in the intestines. Yeah. Colonoscopy, if you will.
Colonoscopy dick.
Baby, I got that colonoscopy. That's what you really should be putting in your dating
profile. Oh, my God. It was a weapon of mass destruction, to be honest. God. I mean, I wrote a poem afterwards. Well, but
can I see how large it was with your hands? Oh, or can you describe it? Like,
oh, my God. I won't
remote control.
It was bigger than the remote control, boo.
Okay.
weapon of mass destruction. But I just remember an incident happening, what we call painting, and not to be confused with painting the Mona Lisa, but with painting the dick.
Okay.
And, you know, those things happens. I think, like, there's often this kind of, like, I think, shame around, like, it happening because, like, people are just like, you're supposed to clean your eyes better than that.
I can't clean in my intestines.
And it's just like, and also, sometimes you just... things happen, right? And I no longer feel shame about it happening. It's like, you're fucking an asshole, not a bottle of water.
Yeah.
But this thing happened and I was not remorseful at all. I was just like, okay, here's a rag.
Like, go wash your dick off.
And he was just like so perturbed. He was like, wow. Like, he was
your
like
shit in there?
He was like he was just like, this is disgusting. And I was just like, okay, it happened. Like, this is a functioning body,
yeah,
a living body. And you are inserting a place where, you know, you pull something out.
Yeah.
Because I remember cleaning very well, but I was just like, I ain't clean good enough, apparently.
Exactly.
But I think it wasn't really a low. It's just a really funny story. Uh-huh. But he just started saying all these things afterwards, like, you can't even take dick. And like all of these things.
What am I supposed to do? Supposed to not shit? There's shit in there. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Yeah.
When was that?
This was like last summer, actually.
2016 was a rough time. This was last summer.
It was last summer. It was last summer.
So when you had sex.
Okay.
How did that, did it feel like anything?
I mean, it was like a, I was going to say a starburst, but maybe more like a gusher.
Like a pink starburst? Or?
Maybe like a pink starburst. Okay. Yeah, it was a thing that happened until it ran out of juice, sort of. these are terrible things. And I'm sure they mean other things, but I have no idea like what else they could mean. But I know what I mean. Maybe
so. Mentally, nothing was happening. It was just.
It was just going back and forth. Mechanical.
Physically, did it feel good?
I mean, it was just it was a thing that was happening, and then you know, I'm trying to do the whole check the vitals. You know, are people alive? And so,
did I kill them?
See, exactly. So yeah, I was just.
I've never had to check somebody's vitals.
Oh well, okay. So I mean,
okay, they were alive.
It's okay if they ask you to choke. You're allowed. Yes. Just make sure you don't kill them, you know. But airplay is a thing.
Get consent and then don't choke the windpipe. You gotta go around the muscle, otherwise you're gonna crush the windpipe.
Right.
But we digress. It felt like nothing.
Yeah, it happened.
Okay. So you don't masturbate?
All right. No. And mostly just because I don't get it. I don't. It's I compare it to someone trying to tickle themselves. It doesn't matter if the arm is asleep or not. Like I'm not gonna get a reaction
just feels like
out of me. And it's not that I'm doing anything wrong, because when I try to do things with friends, it's like it
works.
Right, exactly.
I
put in the combination, the locker opens. Like
functioning.
Exactly. It just does work on me.
My husband is my best friend. He's a really cool guy in the sense that we operate, you know, as husband and wife. Like, we're definitely a team. We make sure that, you know, like, he takes the boys to the bus stop and to the babysitter in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I get them. And he's not, you know, one of these guys who's like, well, oh my God, I can't change a diaper, or I can't, you know. And I guess if that's what the arrangement that you have, then, and if that works out for you, then that's fine. But I just like having a partner, you know,
in
all aspects. Yeah. And we party together. Like, it's funny because last night we went out separately. He went out with his guys, and I went out with a girlfriend. And then, you know, we came home and it was like, oh, hey, what'd you do? Oh, I had fun, and I had fun. But a lot of times we're out like partying together, and that's been us from day one, like, you know, drinking and just, you know, coming home like ready, like, oh, all right. But, you know, we still get up and got to get it together and make lunches and vacuum and do all this other shit. So it's a nice little situation that we have going on.
You guys are peak relationship goals.
I mean,
honestly. And I use that term very sparingly because I get to my nerves. Like, niggas will take a nice picture. Relationship goals.
Because you got matching Jordans, not your relationship goals. I mean, okay. I get it. No. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. And, you know, people have said that to us so many times. And it's not anything to kind of that has gotten to our heads, so to speak, where we're out here like, oh, we're a model couple, bitch. You better look at us. And, yeah. You know, that's not it at all. But we do take, you know, a certain small level of pride in knowing that we have a solid relationship, and we feed off of having other solid relationships in our life, because mm-hmm. we could not do the things that we do without our village. We say it all the time. Like, my husband has a tattoo on his arm that says, excuse me, any Haitians who are listening, and I might butcher this Creole, but it's Mampil Chai Palu, which mm-hmm. means many loads, many hands lighten the load. Mm-hmm. So that's just a philosophy that we live through in our everyday life. Like, our grandparents, like everybody, yeah. You know, moms, dads, friends, yeah. cousins, like, our children don't have godparents, you know, through like a formalized religion system, but everybody is, just, you know, a godparent to our kids. Like, people, one time my son left his lunch someplace and I just put like a note on Facebook. I was like, does anybody know where I can, you know, get a delivery service? People were hitting me up like, oh, I'm near so and so, like, give me your phone number, I'll go and I'll take it to his school, like, let me know. Like, everybody is invested, and I won't say that, you know, like, just us, like, we,
everyone's invested in each other, right? Like,
everybody's
a network.
Exactly, everybody's invested in each other. We love, you know, being with other couples, like, and a lot of just, it's just happening, you know, that the age that we are, that a lot of people are getting married mm-hmm. and having kids, so it doesn't feel like we're the odd couple out, you know. And I feel like there's this shadow or this myth that Black love doesn't last, you know what I mean? And like, you have like Love and Hip Hops, and people are like, oh, well, you know, it's just craziness going on. And although dating life can be hard, like, there are people out here who are rocking and who mm-hmm. are, there are Black men who are faithful, there are Black mm-hmm. men who love being with their baby moms, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. or their wives or whatever they are, like, mm-hmm. there's a whole system of and a whole network of us who are out here like getting it in. So, you know, that's just something that I feel good about, and I want a lot of other people to feel good about also.
I absolutely love it. This is wholesome as fuck.
This summer's about to be lit. I feel it.
Do tell. What did you say on Twitter? You were like, I'm ready to be a hoe this summer?
Listen, I've been trying to be a hoe since I was like 16. It has not. Wait,
why is it not even working out? Like, what's going on?
Because.
How is it malfunctioning?
Oh my God. You don't understand. Like, I be talking to someone and mm-hmm. then they say something and my kitty dries up. Yeah. Just like, we are not going to do this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like, no, girl, it's not going to happen. But I've been trying.
Where are you? Where's your pool? Who are you selecting
well
from?
Initially my pool was in Syracuse because I went to school for 6 years. Okay. So it was that. Yeah, but
I feel like that's not a very good pool.
It's not.
Where are you from originally?
Jamaica.
Hey.
Yep.
What Island, part of Jamaica?
St. Andrew. Okay. I was born there.
Yes. How long did you, what you know about Jamaica? I mean, he is Jamaican. I mean, he is.
That's my cousin.
What do you know about Jamaica? Hey, I'm half Jamaican, guys.
No, don't do that.
Damn, son. I will
no,
never
I'm kidding.
Say that.
No,
again.
No, you can have it. No, welcome.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, what are your goals for hoeing it up this summer? Mm. Like, how are you gonna execute?
Honestly, I don't know.
Sometimes,
I'm
like
just
when
put myself out there
when the pool does suck. I'm not saying like enter into a situation where you really don't want to, but sometimes you just have to get high with that nigga, and then you're like, oh, he's cuter, and then you fuck him. Sometimes it's like that. But if you don't want to do that, I understand why. But sometimes that's like, that's the body right there.
No, I'll take your advice.
Yeah, just once.
Yes.
Like a lot of Lime-a-ritas. Not too much, but just like
enough. Oh, you know, they have peach now. I want to try it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I still want to try it.
Do you like the rest of them? Because
I don't
only
think I've
drink
had
Lime-a-rita.
The rest of them.
Okay. I will say that.
What are the rest of them?
There's a lemonade-a-rita, which you didn't need to do that.
I might have
We already
had
a citrus fruit. There's a raspberry one.
I've had that.
You've had all of them. You just, I just
Is there? But I thought there was.
There's a strawberry one.
That's the original, isn't it?
No, this these is the two original. Are the original. I think strawberry and lime were the original. The fact that we are talking about that juice, like in full depth, but I'm gonna keep going though. There's a mango the one. Theme. There's a mango one.
There's a mango.
Yeah, and you would think, hey, we're all Jamaican here. We love mangoes, but now that tastes like shit.
Does it? Yeah, damn. It does.
That was the highlight episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and maybe have been inspired to go back and listen to some of the co-host episodes that you might have missed. I'll see you next week with my new co-host. It'll be dope. Love all you guys. Go to innerholeuprising.com to see all their bios and as always, pay a bitch and buy some merchandise, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you.